Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1509, recorded Thursday, March 12, 2015. Meet and treat.
And now, get ready for Dick.
On this episode of the GizWiz, what the heck is it? Dick doesn't know. I don't know. We don't know what is in this show.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG Chad on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Hello, everybody, and welcome to the GizWiz. And here he is, the whiz of gizzes, gizwizzes, Dick DiBartolo.
How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Good. So last week we were both jetting off.
We did.
Now, did you make, as we were both getting ready to jet off, you were flying to Boston.
Right.
Which is expecting a big storm. And I was flying out of New York that was expecting a big storm. So it was nip and tuck for my flight. I took the earliest flight I could, a 7:30 flight. It started snowing about 5. It looked good. Then the plane had to be held because one of the restrooms wasn't working. And they were seeing which was faster, to fix the toilet or call the FAA and find out how many toilets must be working on a 752.
Wow.
And then by the time that was solved, it was time to go de-ice the plane since the runway was now filling. I know.
Wow.
And we finally took off, but I was a little apprehensive. You know, at the end of the runway, they kind of lock the brakes and rev the engines up just before they take off.
Right.
On this thing, they locked the brakes. I never heard engines rev so high in my life.
Wow.
I know. So we went flying down that snow-filled runway, but when I got to the other end, I left, it was 18. And when I left, it was still 18, except the digit had been reversed, and it was 81.
Nice. That's an upgrade.
So that's...
I would say...
That is an upgrade. Oh, and the other thing is I did upgrade.
Ooh.
And I think I may have told you, in both directions, planes from Europe come in the morning and fly back to Europe at night. So they're free for one trip to Orlando a day. So in both directions, I got sleeper seats.
That is so luxurious. I've never had that.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
So, United, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Well, you took my miles.
Of course.
So your flight got out of... Well, you flew out of San Fran.
Yeah, I flew out to... After we stopped recording last week's episode, it was literally 2 hours until my flight was scheduled to take off. It got delayed by about an hour, which I was happy with. It gave me a lot more wiggle room. And the thing is that they really won't take off until they think that they know that they can land.
That, you know what? That actually is a great thing.
Right.
Because you'll notice these days, you know, in the old days, you'd get up and you'd say, we're in New York and we just have to circle a while. 57 other planes land.
Right.
Yeah.
And now they know, which is amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
So they took off. I was afraid that it was going to be, because the first delay was like 30 minutes, and then they did a 45-minute delay, and I was like, how long is this going to get? But luckily, we took off without much more delays, and I am one of those weird humans that has no problem sleeping on planes.
Oh, lucky you.
I fell right asleep. It was like I was teleported into Boston. It was great. Woke up in Boston at 7 a.m. So, as you were saying, you know, I think I was actually probably landing around the same time that you were taking off, or were close to or already off the ground.
Right. So there was no snow in Boston when you got there? I mean, no new snow, right?
Barely any flurries of snow. I saw it right when we landed. There was a few little snowflakes. But after that, none at all. And it was supposed to be this big thing, and there was just no snow at all.
Yes.
Now, what's funny is I do have a friend who always flies Delta. And then there was that flight that landed in New York and slid off the runway. Did you see that?
Yes, I saw it with the nose
over
went up an embankment, and the nose was up over the water.
Yes. So right. I thought that might have been my friend's plane. It wasn't, luckily.
Oh, okay.
But that was the only issues that we had. Everyone else. What's funny is out of everyone who was flying in for my convention, the only delays were out of Texas. In the Dallas, like Austin, San Antonio area, there was this huge ice storm that was going through Texas, and they couldn't deal with it. And there was tons of delays out of Texas.
Oh, my God.
It's like everyone...
Did your plane stop? Or
mine was a direct flight, but we had many people who were flying out of that area that had
delays. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Either they were scheduled to go through or they were taking off. From in the central Texas area, and that was really funny. It was like, oh,
and this is the Penny Arcade.
Yep, yeah, this is PAX East.
PAX.
Yep, yeah, and that was super fun. I got to see a ton of people every single day. I did signings where I would like sign people's stuff, and that was lasted for hours. Yeah, it was a ton of fun.
I signed about 500 autographs at the Global Pet Expo, but no one wanted them. So I have I still have them here.
What do you mean? I mean, all sorts of people wanted your signature. I mean, at the kiosk to get, you know,
yeah, that's
like
true.
A new,
you're right. You're absolutely
a hot
right.
dog
you're
and
yeah,
you know, yeah. at the hotel.
Sign
the,
room service. Sign here. You're
yeah,
right. Yeah.
Everyone wanted your autograph. I don't know.
You're right. You're absolutely right. What am I thinking? What was I thinking?
Yeah. All around, I had a fantastic trip. And you came back for the Pet Expo.
Yeah, the Pet Expo. I was just there for 24 hours, but I just needed it because I was so tired of cold. And even though I came off the plane and went directly to the Orange County Exhibition Center, just the fact that I was sitting in an air-conditioned cab but could see people walking in, by the end of the day, it was 86. Mentally, it was great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. It was like, it's almost like where they offer ginger in between different sushis.
Yes.
It's like clean the palate out. It's nice.
It shoveled my palate.
Exactly. I understand what warm weather is like. I can go back home and expect, see the light at the end of the tunnel. Absolutely.
Yeah, except you go from 70 degrees to 73 degrees, so it's not as dramatic.
No, not here, yeah. No. For me, it was like, oh my gosh, look at what bad weather's like. I'm so glad I don't have this. I appreciate home more. Yeah. Well, let's get to our first gadget.
Okay, so this Global Pet Expo, a monstrous pet exhibition. Probably for the next 2 weeks, I'll be doing pet gadgets. And Dennis was unable to go, so I went and I shot some video. So the video's a little wonky, but let's see what's coming out in the summer from Motorola.
I'm roaming the aisles at Pet Expo in Orlando, Florida. I have no cameraman and no sound guy, so I'm holding the camera, holding two microphones. So forgive the jumpy audio and the terrible video, but at least you'll get to see some new pet gadgets.
We're here with one of the Motorola official licenses, and we're going to talk to Jason about two new gadgets. And we're going to start with one that's under $100. So, Jason, what is the Scout 2500?
Yeah, the Scout 2500 is simply a GPS tracking device that also has geofencing capabilities. Its ideal purpose in life is to make sure that if your dog's gone lost, you have the ability to track it and find it. So that can be done through our Hubble application. The product is $99, and it comes with 1 year's worth of service. And we're going to be launching that in August, September timeframe.
Now, when the 1 year is up, how much is the service for the next year?
Yeah, the customer will have a couple different options. The service would be a flat fee of about $30 for the service, or $3 a month.
Oh, that's great.
That's not bad.
That's great. You know, when these first came out, people were charging a lot of money, like $10 or $20 a month, and people were very resistant to it.
Yeah, when we came up with the plan and the model for this product, we thought it was important to be able to give the consumer a product that was below $100, but also included all of the service that came with it.
That's great. Now, this guy looks very techy, and this is the Scout 5000. So what does this guy do?
Yeah, this one, if you want to think about it as a wearable or a smartphone for your dog, that's really what it is. It has a lot of different features. It has all the same things the Scout 2500 does, but it adds the ability to have two-way communication with your dog. You can actually speak through your smartphone to it.
Well, how does your dog answer?
It does everything but translate what the dog's saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's, like I said, it's got two-way communication. We've even equipped it with an LED flashlight, so if you're walking your dog at night, your dog can see where he's going.
Now, how do you turn the flashlight on? Is there a little physical button on it?
Yeah, everything is controlled and done through our own application, which, again, is called Hubble. In addition to these products, we also have pet monitors called the Scout 6600, or the Scout 66, I'm sorry, and everything is controlled through our application. So the idea is that if a customer buys a Motorola pet product from us, he can control everything through our Hubble application.
Oh, okay. And the price point on the big guy here, the 5000?
Yeah, it's going to be $199. And like I said, that also includes the 1 year of service. It's the same situation as the Scout 2500. Also mentioned too that the product has an integrated camera that you can live stream 1080p. Kind of gives you an opportunity to see what your dog sees.
Oh my word! Now can it record? It doesn't record what your dog sees if you want to.
It does. If you're connected to Wi-Fi, you can live stream. But it's also got internal memory that allows you to store what your dog sees.
Unbelievable.
And one of the other cool things about this product is we've built in some bark analytics, some bark detection and analytics.
So is that right?
If you're away from home and your dog is barking obsessively, it'll send you a notification to your smartphone. And that'll allow you to go back in, see what your dog's barking over, or also speak through the two-way communication device and see if you can't correct it.
Unbelievable. I'm going to go around back here. So this is more for larger dogs, right? Only because this is considerably heavier. Is it okay to pick up the other device?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
I just want to put them side by side so we can see that one of them. So they're both basically for dogs, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we would classify it as, you know, available for pets. Certainly,
for pets.
Dogs,
okay.
Is probably the best fit for it, but you could certainly attach it to a cat. You were mentioning the size of the product. You know, the goal through time is to be able to get the form factor down.
Yeah, I'm going to put my hand here just so people can see the size of it.
Yeah, make it a little more manageable. But with all the things the product does, obviously requires a lot of internal components and hardware to make it work.
That is really great. And again, they are going to be available?
Yeah, we're looking at August, September time frame.
Okay. Jason, thanks so much. Dick DiBartolo, Maz Medis writer, and the Gizwiz here on Twit, and we're walking around the Pet Expo. Bye.
That is, it's like the thing that we always wanted for our pets was some way to always know where they are through GPS triangulation. And you'd be like, he ran away. Well, there he is on the map. Found him.
Well, and now you can look through the camera and say, oh, well, look where he is. Oh, he's walking around the so-and-so parking lot.
Yeah, I was just browsing the Hubble website, and they have a whole bunch of different sort of smart cameras, it looks like.
Yes, they all integrate into the same system. And, you know, it's very funny. I almost did not go to Motorola because about 2 or 3 years ago, they sent me their first pet cam. And I said, you know, before I do a report on this, what does this cost? And they said it was $400. Whew. And I think it was $20 a month service. And I said, you know what? I'll either send this back or donate this to an animal charity. I said, but you have to tell, this was the PR person. I said, you have to tell your client that they're way out of the ballpark.
Right.
As to, so.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
since
you had, yeah.
Yeah, she had,
I mean,
emailed
when pet
me again
food
the stuff
costs that much for a big old bag, it's like, yikes.
Yeah, exactly. So I stopped by just to see what was new, and I was quite surprised to see that that one camera was $100. And when he said $30, I thought, a month, that's still high. But $30 for the year.
Yeah, reasonable.
It's reasonable.
Right. I agree. Now, the one thing that I'd like to know, and I can't find on their website, is how long does the battery last? How long until...
What? I didn't ask that. And also, it wasn't until I was typing this up from my notes and I brought up their press release. It says that the built-in camera on the $200 model is a 4K camera.
No.
How could that be?
What?
It says via 4K Wi-Fi. What is 4K Wi-Fi?
Maybe 4G Wi-Fi?
You know what? I bet they did. Is that...
Well, no, 4G. So 4G would be cellular. That wouldn't be Wi-Fi.
No. Owners can see what their dog sees via 4K Wi-Fi camera that is built into the collar. Chat room, what is 4K?
I mean, that would... But, okay. On the CNET write-up that I found about it, it says 720p video, which is the smaller resolution of HD.
Right. Okay. I don't know if the bigger one has a better. Only the big one has a camera. I'm sorry, the little one, the $99 one, does not have a camera.
Maybe it is a. If it takes a photo, it's a 4-megapixel photo, which would be 4K.
I don't know. Someone says sounds 3G. Like a 4K video feed.
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Someone says it means for K9s.
Right. Right.
It's a K9 camera, not a 4K. Not a 4K.
Right.
Anyway, it's a lot of stuff in a device that is... and the bigger one, I think, is really just for larger-sized dogs. I mean,
you're going to straddle your cat with his humongous...
Yeah, you have a puma for a pet.
Absolutely.
But they're interesting. It's the Scout 2500, the Scout 5000, and they're both coming in summer from Motorola.
Interesting. Very, very cool. I like that a lot. I do. I want to see it get smaller. I think, you hinted at that too. It's like it'd be great if it was a little bit smaller in the future. But for right now, for dogs, if you have a big Labrador or something like that, totally perfect.
Now, the next one is kind of bizarre. So, at CES, we found was called Pet Cube. And that was a pet cam that you could not only look at your pet, but you could control a laser game. Especially
with your
if you had
iPad,
a cat.
Yeah.
With your iPad. Yeah. So now this is something totally different. This is a new system called Pet Chats, PetChatz. So you know about Meet and Greet. Well, this is a webcam that lets you greet and treat as you can feed your pet from afar. So I have two little videos. I have a little 1-minute video that tells you what it is, and then a little 3-minute video. Because I said, how do you train your pet to use this? So I'll show the 1-minute video first about what Pet Chats is.
He's so sad. His owner's at work.
I'm bored. Drink some water.
Actually, drink some coffee.
I'll have some coffee.
I'll look out the window. My human will look at a computer.
Is she ever coming home? is she thinking about me at all?
Oh, look at that. Oh, she hates...
Wait a minute.
Wait.
I sent a reminder to knock the picture over. Wait a minute. Oh. It's for me.
What?
It's for me.
That dog looks so confused.
It's for me.
Hi, Sadie. Oh, I miss you.
Okay.
You're such a good girl.
I had it in concept, but this is a little weird now.
Good girl. You want a treat?
Pet Chats lets
just
you be
one?
With your pet.
I would like more, please.
It's an all-natural treat. Be a part of their day. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats.
Now, I have to say, this has been 2 years in the coming. I saw it like 2 years ago, and then a year ago, and then at Pet Expo, I said, is it finally out there.
Yeah.
He said, we shipped our first 500 in December. And then I said, well, you know, how does the dog know to even go near the thing? And so we'll show this little video. I guess it comes with it, or anyway, and I can explain some of the features as we go.
Hi.
You know, and this is the same woman from the other video, right?
I'm not sure.
She's traded. She's traded. Changed dogs.
Same dog, too. No, yeah. I'm getting it right.
No, different.
Whatever you may be. Training your pet to enjoy
it seems so normal when we were just talking about it on paper. But watching someone get so excited and like waving and talking to their
first
animal,
stand aside the pet chats device.
Interesting.
Enthusiastically calling your pet to the system. Let them sniff pet chats and get used to its presence in the room. It's time to start calling your pet. You'll want to be with your pet the first few times you do so. Stand or sit with your pet at least 5 feet from pet chats. Log on to pet chats.
This dog is saying what? What is going on?
And press chat. When you hear the pet chats ring, leave your phone or computer aside and walk to the pet chats, encouraging your pet to follow. Stand next to pet chats and say the phrase you'll use to greet your pet on pet chats. Immediately press the manual treat dispenser. Your pet will also smell the scent emitted.
You know, it'd be easier just to teach your pet how to push the auto feed thing.
Go back to the computer.
That's true.
Once you
feed himself,
chat, your pet will hear an audible tone that confirms the call is done. Repeat this process until your pet walks towards pet chats as soon as it chimes and with little or no encouragement.
And there's another kind of strange thing that this thing does.
Repeat the process multiple times at greater distances until your pet walks towards pet chats, even when he can't see it when it rings.
I think this is a stunt dog.
I bet so. It's a trained dog.
Clearly the pet does not care about seeing the human at all.
I know. This is. It feels
just
so,
cares about the tree.
It feels so just wrong.
Oh, that's very funny. Leaving your pet.
Log on to pet chats on your smartphone.
When the dog waves back, that's when I'll be impressed.
Oh, yes.
When your pet comes into view, give the same greeting you gave when you were training from home.
That dog only
I've been here 4 hours. I'm waiting for one piece of kibble.
Tiny piece of food.
One. That was it. That was it.
Oh, my gosh.
Over the next few days, allowing for longer absences before a call. Starting with 15 minutes, then 30 minutes, and then an hour or more. When
that
your pet
dog
consistently responds to your call, he's fully trained to pet chats. And you can greet and treat your pet from anywhere.
And the funny thing, she didn't even mention it.
To read our full training manual, visit www.
It says that when you're training the pet, you should use a scent that comes with the pet chats.
Okay.
When you call your dog, if he doesn't recognize that chime, there is a little fan in there that sends a little bit of air over this pad so that the aroma.
And they can smell that at least.
They can
smell it.
They can smell their phone call.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, it's very elaborate.
Yes. My favorite part is when she's like laughing at the end, like the pet just like told her a joke. And she's, oh, you are so good.
That's right. Oh, you bit the mailman. Oh no! Oh, and then what? Yeah. And what else did I get?
Why
didn't
you tell the cat?
That's very funny. That's very funny. Oh, you know what? I'll give you another treat. Just go out and could you see if Better Homes and Gardens came? Could you just look through the magazines?
Right. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I forgot to pay rent. Could you go pay rent, come back, and I'll give you a kibble piece? Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, and this technology is not inexpensive.
No, I bet not.
$349. Yeah. Now, I don't know about vision in dogs. Like, would a dog recognize you
to
on
me,
a...
No. If a dog like a can't figure out its own reflection in a mirror, how is it going to know that it's you on the other side of a screen?
Well, I assume that they know your voice.
Yes. Possibly.
And they figure that waving thing must have something to do with you.
Possibly.
Anyway.
Or it's just anyway. The food. They're just yeah. like, I've been trying to stare at this weird screen until food dispenses. Oh, my gosh.
Food.
I mean, the thing is that I've definitely many times been traveling and have desperately missed my pets. So
yes, me too.
It takes a day or two to train your dog to walk over to this for a phone call so you could see that they're alive, see that they're healthy, see that everything is working fine, and then be nice and give them a treat. I'm all for that. I think the delivery of the video is what is just so absurd. I like the product. And it looks like, you know, what's funny is it looks like it's perfect to just like plug right into an existing like two-prong plug.
It
on
is.
The wall.
It's designed for a wallboard outlet so that it's down around pet eye view.
So right. this is what I have to do right now for my pets. I have drop cams.
How do you
you have drop
cams.
Okay.
How do they know that it's you? Where's the screen back?
I can try talking to her, but no, I don't think the mic would work on this. But anyway, that's all. That's
and
what I have to do now.
Your bird is just twerking into the camera
here.
She's eating.
You know, I never noticed that before. Here, cut back. It's interesting. Dropcam, a Nest company. And this is what it was made for.
I did not realize.
I didn't understand.
They didn't realize it either.
No, it's specifically for this purpose.
You
figured it out, Josh. Oh, if we didn't say, it's Josh's birthday, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Happy birthday. Wow.
Thanks, guys. It's okay you forgot. No problem.
No, we didn't forget. We just don't care enough about you to remember.
Right. Exactly.
No, it's great.
That's fine.
And what was it, 50? What did you say you were, 50?
62.
How old do you think
I am? It's not nice to ask.
Let's make him feel good. 40. Yeah. 25.
No, I'm 30.
Would you believe
30.
It?
30.
30th birthday.
30.
Yeah.
He does not look a day over 30.
30. Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Chad.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Man, we are being rude.
The sad thing is 30 is pretty much it in podcasting.
Well, that's...
Not for on-air talent. On-air talent, it's open-ended. For technical people...
Your mind just doesn't fire as fast after 30.
No,
that's
doesn't.
True.
It doesn't.
Well, happy birthday, Josh. And
We hope you're going to, what are you going to do for your birthday? You going out on the town?
Just going out to eat to a good restaurant. And not much. I'm coming to where I'm working today. I'm TDing this show.
You know, so. I forgot to ask you. Did you think that
he considers this work, by the way? Did you notice that?
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
No. I meant I worked earlier today. And now, you know, now it's just coasting the rest of the...
Oh, okay. Now this is the dessert. Right.
The dessert to my work day.
Right. Did you ever consider one of the GPS collars for your bird?
They're a little too big right now. I thought about trying it, though, but...
Dang.
Okay. Well, your bird has his own humidifier, so next I would...
That's true.
...get a little TV...
Yeah.
He already has a drop cam. Just a tiny TV.
Perfect. Well, let's move on to the third
game. We're going to move on. Okay, so we are sort of playing a game with each other today because your theme for the month is what the heck is it?
Right.
Jeff Needles totally ran out of ideas to do. You know, he called up and he said, how about things you can blow up things with? I said, I don't know. That sounds a little.
Right. How about artillery? Right.
Artillery, is that okay?
Yeah, how about that? You know, I was thinking of maybe spacesuits. Theme.
Obviously, he's bounced the same things off you.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
Gadgets for scuba divers. Is that interesting?
Right.
Right.
Pink gadgets for your nails. I'm like, Jeff, come on. We did that? Yeah. We did that. Right. We'll do
gadgets
that.
Gadgets for astronauts.
Right.
Okay, anyway, so you're doing what the heck did you... What the heck is it, gadgets all month? Mm-hmm. So you actually have an edge because you know this came from Global Pet Expo.
Oh, I do. I happen to know it's a pet item.
Okay. But let me just cover the label. What is this used for?
My first thought is that it is those loops. I'm going to try to get it right. Those loops go around the collar of an animal, and it is an airplane pillow for your dog.
You know, that's pretty, that's not bad.
Is that right?
No, it's not right.
Look, it looks exactly like that.
And I'll tell you why it looks exactly like that. It's a very funny thing. And, well, let's run the little video. They're called puppy bumpers.
Puppy bumpers.
Puppy bumpers. Puppy bumpers. And this is what puppy bumpers do.
Okay. Hang on 1 second. I had still had my drop cam up of the bird.
Like, look at the bird.
I told you, 30, the brain, it's like automatic. The day you turn 30, suddenly what are these buttons?
I'd like to imagine that this is some sort of like game where you win points when the puppies smash into each other because they have these humongous pillows on their neck. They can't.
Puppy
bumpers. Boom. Oh, I got a point. Bumpers.
All right. We're good now. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Puppy bumpers.
Ooh, puppy bumpers. Oh. No joke. That they don't want your puppy to run away.
Exactly.
So
big surprise. Hey, I used to fit through this railing.
Whoa, hey, wait a minute.
What happened?
Man, that dog is determined.
I used to go under this gate. This is ridiculous. What is this?
Wow. He is upset. Look how adorable they are.
That is the woman.
Funny. Go ahead.
I've forgotten the last name. Her first name is Anne, who has these two little dogs who were incessantly escaping through the backyard fence. And they also had a little balcony that they were terrified the dogs would jump out over the railing.
Yeah.
So she came up with puppy bumpers.
That is really interesting.
And you were right that the loop, one of those loops goes through the collar so that it won't fall off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And are they, how expensive are they? They look.
They're $24, but they're cheaper online. You can get discounts on them.
Right.
And they come in all different fabrics, and they make waterproof ones. And this year they introduced reflective puppy bumpers.
Oh, yeah.
So if your dog does get out, you can see them in a flashlight. So it's a clever idea.
It is a clever idea.
I thought it was a life preserver for a dog.
Yeah, no, that would work great. Keep their head above
water.
It
would just float their head, but
right.
But,
oh my gosh.
I just love the name Puppy Bumpers.
Puppy Bumpers. Puppy Bumpers. It's very clever, actually. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So that was my, and I have another one for next week.
Oh, you do?
Perfect.
Gadget,
another What the Heck Is It gadget for next week.
I love What the Heck Is It month. It's so surprising.
Yeah, well, you know what? And also, this is great for me because I rarely get to play What the Heck Is It. And so sometimes we send notes to each other right before the show, or Jeff, our producer, does, who's not yet 30. So his brain is still intact.
He's not yet even 20.
He's not yet. That's right. That's right. He's a teenager, so he's right. He's right on top of things. So I have no idea what, and I don't even know what category it is, which I assume you're not going to tell me.
There is no category. It could be.
There is no category.
Yeah, it's just what the heck is it? Yeah.
Okay. Well, you get the what the heck is it, and we'll play your dynamic Chad's What the Heck Is It theme.
You know you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner.
Get it.
So, this is my What the Heck Is It for this week.
What? All right, so it looks like it's a piece of Swiss cheese.
That is true.
Okay. But it's not. It's not edible.
Very edible. It does leave teeth marks on it if you try to eat it. I can show it off down here. Little bit closer.
Put it in the product shot.
Right. It has little dimples all around it.
Okay.
Just like Swiss cheese would. On the back, there's nothing.
Wow.
I gave you a hint just there. This is the back of it.
All right, so I'm going to say...
And there's a lot of them.
Oh, okay, I'm going to say that at a party, you could hold this in your hand, put little hors d'oeuvres on it, and hang your wine glass through the big hole. Okay.
Like this?
Yeah.
You got it. That's it.
Do I really?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. When we gave it, we've shown this around the office, and some of the other guesses were a really badly designed cutting board, because it would like, okay. like weird things would
right.
just sort
okay.
of pile in there. Right. Did we hear anything else?
Decomposing decorative... 5 1/4 inch floppy disks.
right. Decorative cheese. That was a popular guess.
Also, it looks like a terrible version of those all-in-one tools, you know, like this pod is a screwdriver.
And right, the Swiss Army knife set. So
yeah.
Here it is. It's called the Swiss dish.
Oh my gosh, I did get it.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Small notch.
Oh, okay, wow.
There you go. And we'll show it off as if we're at a party, so we'll fill up a glass here. And the idea is that if you're at a party and you have hors d'oeuvres and a drink, if you don't have a notch in your hors d'oeuvre tray, that is
great.
You have two hands, right? So this way you could rest the drink inside of the tray. I have a few classy hors d'oeuvres here.
Wow.
Look at that. Here we go. There we go. Ooh.
So are those little dimple things like to hold like olives and things?
No, just for looks.
It's just for looks. Okay.
Yeah, just for looks. And there you go. Sorry. Whoop. And you can walk around with your little hors d'oeuvre tray.
I would
probably put my hand around the glass and walk around like this. But yeah, that is the
Swiss. And what's the name of it again? Jeff is going to send me the info.
Yeah,
on
the
that.
Swiss dish with two S's.
Swish.
Swiss dish. Now,
and what do those little babies cost?
I have forgotten.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
A set of four, $12 free shipping. Mm-hmm. All right, $3.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how classy they look. I mean, if you're having a classy party with gyps, wow, that looks way larger, humongously larger.
It does.
She has the tiniest hands.
I know.
Okay. That versus this.
Yeah.
She has the tiniest little hands I've ever seen.
That is a riot.
But yeah, I mean, you know, the one downside is how classy is it to have little bits of cheese? I've seen these dishes just like plain white or something like that. But yeah, that is the...
But yeah, no, for the average party, I think they're very... You know, they're a conversation starter.
That's true.
Yeah. And if people have bad eyesight, you can just tell them it's Swiss cheese.
Right. You can just say it's aged.
It's a very, very aged
very
Swiss
sharp
cheese.
Swiss cheese. That's no joke. No joke.
Yeah.
So that is the, and this is from Fred, the company Fred.
I love Fred.
Right. They do a lot of food products that are fun, and a lot of them are made out of a really nice, this is made out of a plastic material, and it's kind of.
I don't know if they still make it, but one of my favorite things, we did it on GizWiz, boy, I bet 5 or 6 years ago, was desktop speakers that were 60 times the normal size of iPod earbuds. So that
they look like the white things, but
yes. Maybe Josh can find if they're still online.
Oh,
they were
so
giant
funny.
iPad headphones that sat on your desk, and each one was like 6 inches in diameter. And they were from, I remember that they were also from Fred.
The 500 XL.
That's
desktop
them.
Desktop speakers. Here's a, you know, he's using those gigantic speakers. That is so funny.
Isn't that a riot?
Oh, my gosh. They're $40.
Oh, they still make them.
Yeah, I could buy them from resellers. I could buy used from 14. Here, let's see if I could. No, this is just Target. Oh, it looks like in chat. Here we go. Jeff found them. There they are. $40.
Oh, that's a better shot. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. That is funny.
Isn't that a funny idea?
That is really funny. That's, yeah.
And they sound okay, but they just look very funny on it.
Right,
desk.
Right.
I had them up at Mad for years.
That is the best. Okay, well, that's my what the heck is it for this week. Tomorrow okay. We'll be back with another what the heck is it. But now let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
And our letter comes from Linda Norman. Hi, Dick and Chad. Linda from snowy Long Island. Fortunately, Linda, as we're reading this, it should not be snowy. I'm sending you a video for my gadget warehouse. It's a brief history of cell phones. I've had a dozen or so over the past 20 years, and I've picked a few to show off here. So let's go to Linda Norman's phone gadget warehouse. She has about a half dozen of them. It's kind of interesting.
Nice.
Hello, Dick and Chad. This is Linda from snowy Long Island. I'm here with a My Gadget Warehouse cell phone edition, little history of cell phones. I've had a dozen or so cell phones over the last 20 years, and I have a sampling of them here. My very first was a Motorola StarTAC.
That was my mother's first as well.
And that phone was great because it was very sci-fi and it looked just like a Star Trek communicator.
I had that
I don't
too.
Have that or the next couple of phones that I had, which were just basic handsets because they got donated to a women's shelter in the early 2000s. So I don't feel too bad about not having them. But the first one I have here is a Palm Prio. And a Palm Trio, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say Trio.
Yeah.
And the Palm Trio was a great little phone. Rudimentary smartphone functions. It had a rudimentary internet access, search features mostly through AltaVista and Yahoo. And I could access my email and I could text message on this. The only bad thing about this was that the buttons were kind of soft and it was easy to press them in. And this phone was awful for butt dialing. I made lots of unintended phone calls with this just by having it in my pocket. From there, I moved to a two-stage thing. I had this for my handset, and this is
the
Motorola Razr. Which
that was a nice-looking phone, too.
Yeah, man, that was popular. That was a popular phone.
I had
phone.
That one.
And it's just a basic handset. It just happened to be a good size for my head right there. But along with that, because my carrier Verizon had just started offering data plans, and they were really expensive, I found T-Mobile had a good price, and so I got, this is a very early BlackBerry, and so carried this along with the handset, and this, the buttons on this were really hard to push in, so this was never a problem, accidentally pressing buttons when you didn't want to, and this was, again, early BlackBerry, black and white screen, well, grayscale screen, and, you know, just basic functions, email, texting, basic internet, things like that.
But, I mean, had to carry two devices back then.
Yeah.
In 2008 or so, I traded in my handset for this little LG guy here. And
oh, I
this
remember
cool.
this.
The cool feature on this one was this button on the side here, which unfortunately doesn't work anymore. When you press it, the top would pop out, and you have this little springy bit here. So it would be like this. The phone
you
would
have
ring.
A larger screen
press the
in
button,
there.
That would pop
oh,
out.
Oh, I see. Oh, it made it more cool. like... Oh, that's clever.
Otherwise, right. it was just a basic handset.
Yeah, that's clever.
And then that and my BlackBerry got traded in for this LG. Okay, this LG model.
This is another flip
I think I had
phone.
Around 2008 or so.
It has two screens, I believe.
It looks like a basic
this
handset.
Is, yes, I like this phone.
And open it up. And now it is got a QWERTY keyboard.
And a second screen.
Right.
Instant messaging.
I remember that was insane to me that you would put two color screens
on one phone.
In 2010, yeah. I got what amounts to the classic BlackBerry phone. It's a BlackBerry Curve. And when you say BlackBerry, this is pretty much what people think of as the classic. Nice keyboard again. Not that easy to press
in.
No problems butt dialing with this. And it had the scroll wheel, the good old scroll wheel.
I think it is
the... And a whole industry arose about replacing and cleaning these scroll wheels because it's a physical wheel and things would get underneath it, dust and dirt and stuff. And it would stop working, and so you would have to take it out and clean it.
How convenient is that?
Or get a replacement piece for it. So there was a whole industry around that. And then from there, I got my first Android phone. And this is my first real smartphone. I think I got that around.
Oh, shoot, I forget the name of that.
Around 2010. Yeah, because I had the Curve.
My mother had that phone.
So this I had in 2010.
What is it?
The Android Incredible.
Incredible. I was going to say like Intense or something. I'm going to start with an I.
Finished with this phone and went to my next phone. This was running Gingerbread, so I got through donut ice cream. No, I got through. Yeah, I think I started with Donut on this and went through Gingerbread. It was something like that. I don't remember.
And then Vegan was in there. It was Donut, Gingerbread, Vegan.
Vegan, yeah.
The next phones I don't have because they got sold on Gazelle. Brief foray.
Josh had vegan donuts for his birthday.
An iPhone 4S and an iPhone 5 that I used for a couple of years.
Jeff is happy about that.
And then just recently, this past year, decided that I liked Android a lot better, and
Jeff.
Which is technically the Android because it's my
HTC.
Phone, but, and yes, it really is that big. It's an Android HTC One M8, and this
good
is the
phone
I'm using now.
Oh, both of them. Yep.
So
she takes good care of her phones. See that incredible without any scratches on the front of it.
Yes.
That's really
all
cool.
All right, Linda Norman.
Yeah, you might get also, cheese.
Oh, you might, Linda. Yes, you might.
You might get cheese.
You might get cheese. So Linda's going to get an autographed copy of Mad Magazine, a 35-year Alfred E. Newman picture, and something from the Brick House, some piece of crap from the Brick House. It could be cheese. And you, too, can get stuff like that. We're always looking for new videos. 2 to 3 minutes is good. Just make the video, put it on YouTube, send Jeff or all of us will get the link when you send it to gizwiz@twit.tv. And like we always say, our favorites is when you have old stuff because everybody resonates with it. You know, everybody either had that phone or hated that phone or wished they had that phone. So an old gadget, just show us what it is, when you bought it, and if you remember how much you paid for it. Or it can be my favorite gadget of all time, or I bought a piece of crap, or I invented this. Anything like pretty much anything that's really interesting we're interested in. Send it to gizwiz@twit.tv, okay? Just shoot it, 2 to 3 minutes, and we'll do the rest at this end. So there you are.
Perfect.
Get it in to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
So now let's move on to the letter. I can see Padre dancing over there.
Now.
Woo!
All right, and our letter says, "Hi, Dick, Chad, Needles," and it is Needles, or needless to say, I really enjoy the show. I got my daughters to be fans too. My youngest daughter won the "What the Heck Is It" game.
Ooh,
twice in a
row.
Even got the first autographed Mad Magazine and had it signed to my name, not hers. We love you guys. We think you have the best show on the internet, bar none. Oh, wait, make that two bars none. I hope Chad's feeling well after hanging by a straw. The life straw stunt.
Good one.
Oh, nice. By the way, you are perfect, right?
Yes, everything's fine. I do have a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm feeling great. Nothing, there's been no issues.
Is that, he's got to check in about that extra foot.
Right. So we're just going to get the cysts, look at that. And then.
Okay, good.
And then I'm pretty sure it'll be a clean bill of health after that. Yeah, but sure. I do have a doctor's appointment tomorrow just to. It's been a while since I've. It's been like 2 years since I've gone to the doctor. So I guess I'll do that.
Okay. All right. So. And then the letter continues. Here's a goodie I found at an online shop. It's a Chinese brand of power bank with a reversible USB socket. They call it the world's first one-take USB. And I think Dick has a good claim of litigation for his infamous one-take theater. There's a link to the website. It's in the middle of the page. Keep it up. Goodbye from your biggest fans in Egypt. Oh, my word. In Egypt, Sheriff Matwali and Mariam Sheriff Matwali in Egypt. So what it is, I glanced at this right before the show, is it takes a USB cable, but it doesn't matter which way you plug the USB cable in. There's no right up or down. So I'm quite sure how they do that. Is this
magic?
Is that the right?
I'm trying to. This link. It's very weird. This site. They link me to some YouTube stuff that is very much like a story of like a young girl like going on a trip and on an adventure and running out of battery and
sleep
needing
plug.
There you go.
I see. So it's not even one easy. Yeah.
And apparently it takes photos. I'm not sure about it. It does everything.
Well, anyway, I have the link on my website.
I've seen this before. Or not. I haven't seen it in a product
before.
You've
seen that before where you
I saw the right specs. Side up the... Yeah, I saw that it had been invented, but I haven't seen a product with it in it yet. But basically the plug has a that middle part of the USB can move in between the upper and lower states.
Oh,
so whichever way you plug it in, it'll move.
Up or down. Oh, that's good.
Right.
Someone stuck the movies and saying that's not a good idea. I assume what? Because you'll break it? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I like it only because why is it that it's so hard to... It seems like no company has decided that the... little solid part will always be at the bottom. It seems like every company decides.
It depends on what the product is.
Yeah, sometimes I think, I remember this device. This goes in with the solid part at the top. Nah, it doesn't.
No. Nah, think that they would have made the USB look different. Like, you can't, if I just pull out a USB right now and look at it, if I'm not, like, sometimes you just can't tell which side has that solid part on it. You'd think they'd make it obvious that one side
Some of them do. Some of them have the USB symbol on it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's true.
But it's not necessarily tell you anything because on some gadgets, the USB symbol goes down. So what's...
Yeah. Have you seen the USB Type-C connector that's on the new... MacBook?
The new MacBook, right?
Right. So that is interesting. That will probably start replacing most of the micro USB that we see. There's only two products with that out, the Pixel, the Chromebook Pixel, and the MacBook. I think. That's the only two that I've heard of, at least. But I think that will be very interesting. It can do a lot. It can do video. It can do power. It can do all sorts of stuff.
But then isn't it going to...
Super thin and reversible.
For people who aren't on the cutting edge, it's going to mean buying about 1 million more adapters, right?
No joke. Until like 4 years down the road when everything has it, you'll have 1,000 cables.
I think I heard that that's the only jack on the new new MacBook,
There's two. There's that... And then a headphone port.
Okay.
So if it's the only, like, data jack. It's the only, like, usable USB. There's the new MacBook.
Oh, my word.
Isn't that crazy?
Holy cow.
It's like, I really, oh, gosh, they look so cool. I really want one. But
how much, what do they start at price-wise?
$1,400, I believe. $1,400? $1,700? What are you saying to me? $1,300. Oh, my gosh. Jeff, I swear. Jeff says $1,300. Now, there are some downsides in that it only has one port. The camera on the front of it is not high definition.
What?
But it comes in cool colors. It's super thin.
Oh, okay.
It's super thin, and the battery lasts for a long time. It's super light. It's like 2 pounds. It's 12 inches. The processor's a little slow, but it's like, it's crazy thin. And they've reinvented, or they haven't reinvented, but they've come up with their own keyboard butterfly hinge design, the trackpad.
This is the one that I've been working on. You want to talk about a thin computer?
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah.
Is that e-ink? Display?
It's e-ink. And what's neat about this is to keep it this thin, I had to have, there are no jacks.
Wow. And that's very advanced.
And there's no input.
USB type zero. Wow.
Type zero. And there's no keyboard. Oh, wow. I had to keep it thin. There are certain things I had to give up. Keyboard.
Simplicity is the best
power,
design. Yeah.
Storage.
Batteries.
Screen.
Right.
Battery.
Right. Absolutely.
But outside of that, you talk thin. I mean, is that you walk around with that, and people are going to go, that's like as thin as a piece of paper.
It's practically foldable. Practically
foldable.
Right.
I'm only charging $800.
It's half the price of
the
Apple thing. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Oh, and no camera. I had to leave out the camera.
The camera's gone. It's a very low-definition camera. We got it's a pinhole camera, actually.
Exactly. That's a great... wait a minute. Hang on. It has no camera. Wait, where's my push pin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It has a camera now.
I could install a camera for an additional $300.
Yeah, exactly. Give me a say. Oh, you want the camera option? Oh, it's done. The camera's done. Here. You want front and back camera?
Comes in colors, too. I'm telling you. It has all the pros, none of the cons.
Nice.
Don't forget to play What the Heck Is It For Real at gizwiz.biz. There you can. There's a banner on the side to play What the Heck Is It. This is this 2 months, bi-monthly?
Yeah, yes. This is the March-April game.
March-April game.
Playing for the June or July issue of Mad, which we haven't even... conceived of yet.
Right. There are 12 magazines for correct answers, but 24 for cute, funny, clever, or interesting answers. It's obvious to me what this is, so I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. I'm just going to get those 12 Mad magazines just out of the way. This mustache on the front, this is a mustache holder. It keeps your mustaches fresh. You can put this into the refrigerator when you want to keep your mustache looking, you know, bushy and fresh. And then you take it out of the refrigerator. It has a nice strap so you can put it around your neck when you're ready to apply your mustache. So there you go. It's like a little habitat.
Sounds good.
Habitat
sounds good to me.
Perfect. Make sure to catch us live at live.twit.tv every Thursday around 4:30 Pacific time, around 7:30 Eastern time. If you don't catch us live, don't worry. You can always watch us on demand at twit.tv/gizwiz. There you'll find tons of episodes ranging back to episode one, which is an audio radio show. I mean, we played before The Shadow, What Lurks in Young Men's Minds. The Shadow
I once looked
knows.
Back, and I think Daily Gizwiz 1, I think, was 7 minutes.
Yeah.
I think it was.
We're doing it once a week now.
That on-demand thing, though, is wearing us down. It would be great if we could record them.
I know.
And not you and I. We both sit in front of our computers, and then when someone suddenly says they want to...
We had either the theater model or the recorded model, and we thought theater was a little bit more live.
Guys, I swear one of these days I will hit record. I promise.
Thank you.
Okay. It's not today, but it will happen soon.
It's never going to happen now. He just turned 30.
Yeah.
That's true.
Today was the last possible day. I'm just hitting record now.
Okay, great. Welcome to the Gizwiz. This is the show.
I just got back from Pet Expo.
PAX was a lot of fun, let me tell you. How was the weather?
Oh, Stormy.
And that about wraps it up for this episode of the Giz Whiz. We'll see you next week. Happy birthday, Josh.
I'll be here.